Witnessing to Christ Today is the theme of a major missionary conference taking place from June 2nd to June 6th in Edinburgh, Scotland. Hundreds of delegates from all the main Christian denominations will discuss ways of working more effectively together in spreading the gospel message to the ends of the earth, as the first disciples were instructed to do by Jesus himself. The conference will conclude with a celebration in the same venue where the first World Missionary Conference took place exactly 100 years ago, a founding moment for the modern ecumenical movement. Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, is heading the Catholic delegation to the conference. He spoke with us about the importance of ecumenism in mission.
Well, of course, since the Second Vatican Council, the Catholic Church is fully involved in the search for Christian unity. And this year, our Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity will be celebrating its 50th anniversary, set up by Pope John the 23rd, precisely to bring into the workings of the Second Vatican Council this concern for unity. Now, our work consists in building up relationships of trust, study, and collaboration with all of the Christian bodies and churches and communities around the world. And now, in this particular conference, Edinburgh 2010, there will be a deep and abiding reflection, which has been going on for years now, in preparation on the missionary aspect of the life of our church and the churches. Mission and ecumenism must go hand in hand, and it is absolutely necessary that in presenting Christ to the world, the churches overcome what has been a sad fact of the past, and that is rivalry and confrontation, so as to be able to speak together the message of the gospel. The purpose of ecumenism is to reach the day when we will be able to do that together.